Voices of Women is a top radio show that gives voice to the personal stories of women. It will inspire women and enlighten men to follow their dreams and create positive changes in their lives. Whether the audience listens to best-selling authors or a layperson like themselves, they'll realize there are others with similar experiences and feelings to their own. This show will give women tools they can use every day, which will empower them to step out of their boxes and create the changes they desire in their life. Chris inspires women to find their voices, speak up, and become leaders of their own life. Everyone has their gifts to share with the world, and it's time for women to work together to bring honor and respect to the feminine voice, which is within all people, men and women. Topics include personal growth, spirituality, creativity, leadership, and divine feminine. Now here's your host, Chris Stamos.
Hello, this is Voices of Women. I'm Chris Stamos, and I'd like to welcome you today. So this week we experienced the International Women's Day. It was the 100th anniversary. And for me, it was quite wonderful to see online all the activities of celebration happening around the world, and really makes you aware there's a women's movement happening like we haven't seen for quite a while. And the internet connects us, and we are more aware of women's groups and what others are doing. So as we each do our personal work, we're collectively making an impact on women's lives around the globe. So it's an honor to be a part of this. And my question is, what can you do personally? And I think that the best thing we can do is connect with our sisters and find out what their dreams are and support them however you can. So today my guest is Len Cotton. And Len was born in Honolulu, Hawaii, over 732 plus moons ago. She is of Hawaiian Chinese ancestry and was raised on a flower lei farm in Makaha. And the beautiful surrounding mountains and the ocean were a great inspiration for her. So throughout her life, Len has nurtured and cultivated her natural clairsenses and has assisted many on their life journey. She weaves these gifts into her intuit coaching practice. And as a transformational artist, she has many credentials in the healing arts field. She is a keeper of the ancient Hawaiian practice and is an ordained minister of a light being church, where she brings many of her gifts at this time. Her performance art includes 30 years of teaching Oriental dance in Hawaii and nationally. She teaches hula, ukulele, and Hawaiian culture. And Len's mixed media works have won many awards, and her recycled art and trash goddess fashions were on the cutting edge over 20 plus years ago. And she continues to explore new avenues of artistic expression. So welcome, Len, to Voices of Women.
Mahalo, Chris. It's wonderful to be here.
Yeah, so first of all, share with us your Hawaiian name.
It's Ho'akale, and that was given by my maternal grandmother from Molokai. She was a minister of the Hawaiian church there. And Ho'akale was an ancient folk goddess. Well, that was connected to the hula, and she had her own altar, her own stories, her own plants, and she is featured in a lot of the Tele and Hiiaka stories, the trilogy stories, and so you can find her as a character or her essence in those stories. So I was named after that essence because my family is connected, especially the women were connected with the hula tradition. So that's how I got my name.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for sharing that. Well, so, and you are very much a storyteller, aren't you?
Yes, can you tell?
So what does it mean to you to be a keeper of the ancient Hawaiian practice? And what is the particular practice you do?
Well, first of all, I'm so honored to be able to hold these teachings in the highest regard. As a child, I always looked for things in nature. I was always inspired by nature, growing up in nature. And I really wanted to learn more. And as I became more interested, the teachers would come. And so in the 90s, I fully or prayed that I would be taken to my next step. And within a period of just 6 months, I connected with my esteemed master and also with Kahu Lanakila Brandt, who at that time had lived in Kona and was the kahu, or the keeper of Ho'onau Temple there, and he is of the Mono tradition. And so I studied and worked with him and learned Pohuna and also different practices, which is Ho'omana is a spiritual power generation, and the La'au Kahe is a spiritual healing. So we learned the techniques and how to bring that forth and work with others. And I also come from the hula tradition, and so within the hula itself, there are many different practices that are healing, also used and kept for many years as the hula went underground. A lot of the spiritual teachings were put into the hula. So there's such a rich culture of knowledge and understanding just within that body of work. So that's basically what I do. I work with clients. If they want a traditional Hawaiian session, I will do that. I also do space clearing. So I go to homes, I go to lots, I go to businesses, and do ceremony there also. So that kind of embodies the work. If there's even animals, I love working with animals. So that's basically in the Hawaiian practices is what I do.
Yeah. So tell us about, you talk about the hula being healing. What kind of healing happens in doing, are you talking about the hula dance, or is there more to it than the dance?
Yeah, the ancient hula, well, it was also, the hula was a way of passing on the oral traditions. So it was like our textbook. But at the same time, it was also very connected to the temples. It was very connected to the teaching and understanding in Hawaiian culture that we are so connected to Haumea, the earth, to the sky, the celestial, the terrestrial, and to one another, and all life. And so the lessons and the stories that came out of the poetry were part of that. And so when you look at the ancient hula and how it was performed, the storytelling, the hands, the feet movement, the expression, the hula dancer encompassed that because they were the actors. Not only that, they were the channels of the information that was to be handed down. And so a lot went into that. A hula dancer back then, my mother was Iolani Luahini's student as a teenager, and there were very strict rules. But their main thing was to embody the life force of what particular goddess that they were emanating, and understanding the forest, understanding all life. So I really, really love that type of presentation to the public also. Because when you watch it, don't you love to watch the hula, Chris?
Oh, yeah. I've seen it. You know, I have friends here that do it, and it is lovely.
And it tells a story, and it tells them a little the stories of our culture. Not only that, you have the sound. So what does it do to your brain? And the movement, how is that impacting on your existence here at this time when you do the movements and participate in that? It's about the ocean, the sun, the sky, everything. So, yes, I love hula.
So what was it like for you growing up in Hawaii?
Wow. I still have wonderful memories of it. I loved, and growing up in Makaha in the 50s was just fabulous. It wasn't as crowded as it is now, and we had the ocean, and I would get up in the morning and smell the pikaki flowers that we grew and look out the window, and there was Makaha Valley, and the ocean was fabulous. So you had the elements. That's what it was like for me, was connecting with these elements and how did it feel against my face? What did it taste like? So my senses were always stimulated, and I remember just constantly in awe at all the wonderful naturalness around. And growing up at that time, I think, was really a special time. It's the country. We lived out in the country, and it was like an hour. You had to go through the old roads to Honolulu, which we did do at times. But to be in nature, it was just wonderful. So I have really fond memories of that type of a connection. Yeah.
Well,
it was different. We were on a post-war baby, too, you know, so there was a whole difference in on many different levels, too. But for the most part, it was fabulous. Go ahead, excuse me.
No. I was just thinking of what you're describing. It was very much earth spirituality, it sounds like, in that Hawaiian culture. And there was a very, honoring of the earth and the elements. And my sense, I've been to Hawaii many times, and there's a sense, you really feel like you're walking on the earth and touching the ground, and you're aware of the sounds of birds and the breeze through the trees and the ocean waves. It just, all your senses are just really fully alive. And it must have been, quite something to, to grow up there. Did you ever have island fever that they talk about?
Oh, every winter here. Yes, I do. It's the warmth, I'm still not quite used to the cold here in the Northwest, and also just those fond memories, the ocean, being in the salt water. So yes to that question.
Yes. Okay, so I want people to know your website is healthlightcenter.com. So you're listening to Voices of Women with Chris Stainis. We're going to take a quick break. We'll come back and talk more with Len Cotton.
Okay.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
It's March Madness at Central Auto Group in Plainfield, home of Ford, Mazda, and Hyundai. Central is the number one buying destination year after year. Plus, over 150 pre-owned in stock with prices to rock and the most certified pre-owned cars starting at $4,995. Central has a car for everyone. They guarantee your credit approval and guarantee you up to $6,000 for your trade. At Central Hyundai, the 2011 Sonata will save you a fistful of money on gas and drive it for $179 a month. At Central Mazda, drive the Mazda 3 for $189. $89 a month. At Central Ford, the 2011 F-150. Drive it for $199 a month. Plus, America's best warranty. 10-year, 100,000 miles. Central will beat any dealer's price or give you $2,000. Test drive CentralAutoGroupCT.com and see the savings. Central, exit 87 off 395, open 7 days. Call 860-564-4014.
All roads lead to Central. Your number one buying destination. Central Auto Group.
Reservage Organics offers you the most advanced anti-aging product available. Our organic-based resveratrol formula, brought to you from the heart of our exclusive vineyards in southern France, has been clinically proven to reactivate your longevity gene and help preserve your youth. By including Reservage Resveratrol in your daily regimen, you can enhance cardiovascular function, metabolism, mental acuity, and collagen production. If you want to regain your youthful radiance and enhance your longevity, do so with the world's finest resveratrol from Reservage Organics. Why wait? Visit your local retailer and start the anti-aging process today. Reservage Organics, committed to the extension of youth naturally. Available online at Reservage.com and at the Vitamin Shop, Vitamin World, and Whole Foods Market. Visit Reservage.com and feel vitality today.
Ugh, aren't you tired of the same old negative vibe?
Hey, Valerie, have you heard about TransformationTalkRadio.com?
No, what's that?
Dr. Pat is launching a new network. And
Dr. Pat! How many hours is she going to be on?
It won't be all Dr. Pat. She'll be joined by her friends, transformative hosts from around the globe. TransformationTalkRadio.com is a 24/7 network.
24 hours of Dr. Pat and her guests?
No, 24 hours of Dr. Pat and her hosts.
Oh, very good. When does this start?
This starts in August.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so excited. Where is it going to be broadcast?
You're going to be able to hear her in Seattle, Boston, Connecticut, New York, Rhode Island, on over 300 cable radio stations, and on the internet everywhere. Listen live at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Great! We should spread the word!
Absolutely, spread the word. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Welcome back to Voices of Women. This is Chris Stainis, and I have Len Cotton with us today. So, Len, can you give your contact information? Because I know you said your website is still being developed. So,
yes. Yes, you can email me at health, H-E-A-L-T-H, light, L-I-G-H-T, center, C-E-N-T-E-R, at gmail.com.
Great, thanks. So you are also part of an ancient Egyptian lineage. Can you tell us about that? There was a, I think you called yourself a Jedu.
Jedu.
And there's
yes,
a woman.
A
did I say that right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, Jedu.
Yeah. And yeah. There's a woman's lineage with that too. So tell us about that. That's quite fascinating.
Wonderful. Well, when I was still living in Hawaii, Kahu encouraged me to seek out more teachings. And because I had intended to move to the mainland. And so divine ordinance presented itself, and I connected with two wonderful women out of Portland. And they held the ancient Egyptian teachings pre-dynastic, which is through a woman's oral lineage. So I've been working with them for like 11 years right now. And you can go to their website, ancientegyptianhealing.com. And this lineage has really helped me in my personal practice. And so it's been such a wonderful unfolding of things that I have an information and how we are connected to the cosmos and practices, many wonderful practices that have been handed down to prepare us even for these times and beyond. So I've been part of this lineage and will be teaching classes in the Seattle area soon. And also with the ecstatic body postures, the Egyptian ecstatic body postures that we are part of, too. So those are the types of different things that we do and bring out in the teachings. And it's quite intensive. I have never quite seen a body of work like that. So if you're interested, go ahead and email me because I'll be doing workshops and or go to ancientegyptianhealing.com.
So what kind of practices is that? That can you give a little more details so we get a picture of what are these Egyptian practices?
Well, we do a lot of the, we present the information, of course, on the natures or the nature of the, and we always refer to them as maybe Isis or Aset or Asur. And there's a whole body of work with that. There's chants that go with it, and I do a lot of the chants that we use in our practices. There is ceremony, there's a lot of meditation like you would find in any mystery school, and a lot of embodiment of the teachings, and basically an awakening occurs within one's own being and remembering who we really are. That's the intention, and bringing our gifts forth, our knowledge, our knowing forth. And this teaching holds a nice vessel that we can develop in, that we can partake of. And it's a very rich lineage, too. So those are some of the practices we do. We have different classes. We have levels of healing practices also that we present. So it's a very full body of work, a lot of sound, a lot of sound work that we do.
Sounds like it. Can you share a chant with us?
Well, actually, I'm thinking I'm going to refrain from that piece right at this
okay.
moment. Yes, but thank you for asking. Come to a workshop.
Well,
we'll teach you.
Yeah. Well, sometimes it's interesting to share that, and people get a sense of that. But if it's not appropriate, that's fine. So you talked about ecstatic, something in there, ecstatic postures or what, a dance or a movement. What was that?
Ecstatic body postures is work that was first explored from Felicitas Goodman, and she's from the Cuyamunga Institute out of Santa Fe. And she did extensive research on many different pre-ag cultures and their postures that they would find either on cave walls or in their statues. And through trance work, we were able to figure out which ones were for divining, for healing, and for different usages in their culture. If you go to the Cuyamungay Institute, out of Santa Fe, there's a lot of information on that website. And so I've been practicing the Egyptian traditions and also doing research on Polynesian traditions also. It's fabulous work. Fabulous work. I love it.
And what's the benefit for doing that?
Well, you're able to divine these postures, and they would last, like there would be a rattle, so you would go into the different levels of consciousness. And by holding these postures in our body, many different things can occur. So if you have a healing posture, you're able to access that piece for yourself. If it's a divining, you may be able to ask questions and get answers. Or maybe a traveling, an astral traveling one, or many different types of usages in the different postures that she did research on. It's quite fascinating work, and it encompasses many different continents also. Europe, South America, Egypt, many, many different cultures. So the benefits are being able to go and travel and experience a piece of these different cultures. It's wonderful to do the Mayan postures now, especially at this time of unfoldment in our history. So I do workshops around that, and we'll be doing some in Seattle also.
Yeah. It's interesting how all these different cultures, how there's so many similarities. Are you finding that?
Oh, well, we are truly, truly one. And it's even coming forth even more so in so many different ways. You know, it's wonderful to see that.
Yeah. Yeah. So these postures, it sounds like it kind of puts you in an altered state so that you could tap more into that whole thing you said about the Egyptian lineage that you're part of remembering who you are, that would be part of that, that you'd be able to tap into some knowledge there from your body. Because there's a lot in our body that we keep, a lot of memories, a lot of cellular DNA, ancient things that we, don't you think, that we can just tap into by...
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Many, many, many. And it really gives us a connectedness to all. And we can relate. Oh, now when I look at a statue, I look at it very differently now. I wonder, is that a posture that I can do? You know, and try to connect with that and see what, you know, the intention is behind that posture. Yeah.
So then you're more, aware of your intention of how you hold your body. I would imagine you'd be more aware of gestures that you do and how you carry your physicality, because there's message, you know, that's the nonverbal messaging we put out in the world too, don't you think?
Exactly. And it really, some of these postures are simple and some of these are a little more challenging than others, like the siren posture, which is a 33-degree angle. And it's challenging, but after a while, it's beyond that. It's like I really can connect to this posture. I really am understanding in my cell memory if this is holding for me. So it's kind of an exciting journey, you know. As soon as you hear the rattle and you start in training with the rhythms, then it just, you automatically start going into it. And it's just fun, fabulous work. So I'm really encouraging people to really partake of this practice at this time. You'll find a lot of benefits.
Mm-hmm. So what do you mean by clairsenses? Is that about telling the future, and is that something you do?
Well, it's a word I use. It's an English, English word that's easily recognizable. And it's really about heightening all our senses. And we have more than five, of course. We have so many, and everyone is tuned in to maybe different ones at different times. And so when I refer to the clairsenses, I refer to them as the audience, the clairvoyant, the sentient. And so I was basically born in that manner, and so I paid a lot of attention into how to cultivate that and how to really nurture that in my life and pay attention and listen to it. And when I didn't, I also learned about that piece. So So that's what I refer to when I say the clear senses, is really cultivating a knowing, a deeper connection within oneself, and bringing it forth so that it becomes so alive for you. Spending time in nature really, really cultivates that. And that's a one thing I do recommend people to do, is really spend a lot of time in nature.
Yeah.
Did that answer your question a bit?
Yes, and I think we all have a certain strength in our clair senses. Some I'm more clairsentient, but as I develop my senses, I become tuned into being able to be clairvoyant and clairaudient, and it's something we can develop. And so, you know, there's lots of trainings out there that people do, and I teach a class on that too. So, what do you see? Very, very briefly, got a half a minute here. What do you see for the future of Mother Earth?
Well, I like to relate to her as she's right now in the pushing stage of her birthing and going through many physical, spiritual, and on all level transformation process at this time. And so just to hold her within our hearts, because she is our body also, we're so connected, and nurture ourselves and nurture Mother Earth in the best conscious manner that we can with each breath. Be really fully present in our breathing and with our clear intentions for all those concerned.
Great. Thank you. Thank you so much for being with me today, Len.
You're so welcome. Mahalo.
Yes. Mahalo. So I'm Chris Stainis. You're listening to Voices of Women. And when we come back, I'll be talking to Dr. Devana Vadri.
WBLQ Stereo 1230. It is now 4:30, 4:30. Time to send things out to Nikki C. and Brian down there at the Bob Valenti Auto Mall in Mystic, Connecticut. Take it away, Nikki.
Thanks, Chris. How's everything going over there?
Oh, everything is wonderful. How are things over there at the Auto Mall?
Well, here's Brian to tell you.
Hey, Chris. Thanks a lot, buddy. We're going to take this radio station home for like 5 minutes now, okay? You ready?
You got it.
Is that okay with you?
Sure, take it
all
over
right
for the rest of your life.
Well, as everybody knows, we're in Mystic, the Bob Valenti Auto Mall, home of Ford, Chevy, Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, and VW, exit 90 off at Interstate 95. This we're doing Friday and Saturday. I mean, the place is a mob of people. Friday and Saturday, we're putting extra promotions, extra savings out there. You can check them out on BobValenti.com. This we're doing at Valenti Chevrolet, new Malibus and Cruisers right now. Only $99 a month. That's right, $99 a month on all the Malibus and Cruisers. We have over 1,000 vehicles totally in stock at Valenti Ford, okay? Right now, I'll take that $10,000 off of the F-Series trucks, up to $5,000 off on Ford Focuses. 1 hour delivery, free oil change program for life. Now, at the Bob Valenti Jeep, new Wranglers from $21,977. They're coming from Massachusetts, Connecticut, and Rhode Island, Chris, right now. New Ram trucks from $18,777 and 0% financing. And just in, the new Chrysler 200, only $199 a month. Now, at the VW showroom, $169 a month right now, and brand new Jettas. Diesels are arriving daily. Right now, diesels are coming in every minute, and they're going out. 2011 VW Tiguan's right now for $269 a month. How about a VW GTI, only $269 a month? Everybody's trading Nissans, Hondas, Kias, Volvos. We'll sell over 400 cars. Give us a call, 1-800-699-2571. Or visit us at BobValenti.com. Remember, folks, if we can't beat the competition's price by $500, we'll give you back $1,000. So just smile.
All right. We're just smiling. Thank you very much, and thank you, Nikki. All right, this is Stereo 1230 WBLQ.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life, too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
We're back on Voices of Women. I'm Chris Stainis, and I have Devana Vadri with me here today. And Devana has a doctorate of chiropractic medicine, a master's in acupuncture and oriental medicine certification as an intuitive healer. She also has her own radio show on Conscious Talk Radio called Down to Earth Spirituality, and that's at 1150 AM KKNW in the Pacific Northwest. And she's also a full-body channel for the Divine Mother Kuan Yin. So, Devana, let's start by having you share how you started on this path of being a healer.
It started, I would say, at the beginning is how it feels. I was taking a martial art and someone got injured and he was using it, the master that I was working with was using it as an example, a teaching tool. And so he had each of us say, you know, given that these are this person's symptoms, where do you think the injury is? And I just kind of took a look and said, well, I feel like it's there. And he's like, yeah, it is there. And what I'd always found is that I was always really good in terms of my hands. It seemed like everywhere I went, people wanted me to help them with my hands. And so that kind of got seeded in me early on, and it just kind of blossomed with the career choices that I made. And what I found as I moved forward and I evolved was that I had a really great passion for what was sitting underneath or at the core of something that was created in someone's being or in someone's life. And I had a great passion in my late 20s emerge in terms of really wanting to be of service to the divine. I mean, it was so intense for me that I felt like that's all I wanted to do. And it was part of my evolution. It was part of its evolvement and the beginning of the opening for me in terms of really looking to what was my relationship with spirit, with God, and how could I deepen that and explore that, and why was I good with my hands? What was I tapping into with that? So that's how that kind of all started. It started with little signs along the way in the beginning, and it's just evolved into what it is today.
Well, you have quite a few degrees and certifications.
Yes.
So I imagine you combine them all. Like if you're able to read and you're an intuitive and your hands know where to go, that's like inside you. You just know like that.
And the focus of the work is spiritually based, and to help someone to open and to bring more of who they are into and through their body, because that's what heals ultimately. And so the acupuncture, the chiropractic, the soft tissue work, and other work is all focused to that end. And so chiropractic and acupuncture become tools that are used in terms of following the promptings of my spirit and co-creating with their spirit what is next for them and how best to open that up and integrate it and what needs to be moved and on what levels. And it's a process.
Yeah, it's all a process. You mentioned about a core and like working with people, and I know I work with people too, is getting down to what's the core issue behind this illness or behind this physical problem that people have. There's often an emotional or a spiritual or a mental element. Is that what you find too?
Yes, it sits in a variety of different places through one's being. And what I have found is that so often, because the life that we live is, from a spiritual point of view, it is the fabric or the template in which we motion in. And so if you look at the life and you look at the feelings and you look at the heart and you look at how one is feeling and what one has created, it tells you a lot about what is sitting within a being. And it's in terms of consciousness and consciousness structures, it will tell you what one believes and where the disharmony is. And so often people think that they need to know the very experience or the very event in order to move forward. And sometimes that's true. But a lot of times you're actually dealing with something that is much larger, that is continuing to play out day in, day out in the life.
You mean like patterns that keep repeating?
Yes, but they're patterns in consciousness.
So where does that stem from then? Because if a pattern is starts somewhere.
Yes, but often the patterns that we're working with in consciousness are lifetimes old.
Oh, yeah.
Really old. And so what happens is that, let us say that we come into family structure that has a certain way of loving or a certain way of being, and they communicate to their children a certain truth, that the world is, let's say, not safe, or in order to be loved, you have to compromise yourself at certain levels. And so part of what the child learns is that is how one survives, and then the child will have life experiences based on that, even if that's not initially their truth. And so then the inner conflict starts to happen. And so you'll have events in the childhood, you'll have events in adolescence, you'll have events as young adults, and yet what you're seeing threaded through all of these events is, let's say, the core issue that perhaps that soul has come to explore in consciousness and to transform, to really find out what is the deeper truth about it. And so that's why I often say that it's not one single event, but it's something that you'll find reoccurring. And what you want to do in terms of transformation is you want to pull that thread.
Yeah,
and a lot
oftentimes
of times
when
that happens, you'll just see event after event after event after
right.
event.
Right. But you mentioned, like, okay, what things that come from your parents. So they learned how to be a parent through their parents. And so these things are passed down from generation to generation. And
yeah.
So it's kind of like imposed on you that you start learning, well, that's what life's about. I'm supposed to be this way. And as we heal, we're not only healing ourselves, we're stopping that generational pattern for the future, don't you think?
Yes, and I think that's the beauty of the design, is that we, because there is no time and space, when we as a person in a family transform a consciousness that's been passed down and we free ourselves from that illusion, we free it forward and we free it back. It's hard in this language to talk about no time or space because we're linear, but to understand that it heals both ways. And it's such a sense of the oneness, a sense of that interconnectedness that we are. And as we heal the wounds, let's say, of the parent and the grandparent and the parents and the grandparents before, we can put a stop to that through the lineage.
Yeah, it's fascinating work. I know the family constellation work does that too. And it's interesting to play that out and see where it goes and then how it applies in your life today.
Right. And when you look at in terms of the divine and the interconnectedness of us, it really is exciting as a human being to really feel into how connected we are and what we can do in consciousness, what we can accomplish in a lifetime. It starts to really allow us to have a deeper level of respect and regard for the internal work that we're doing, to be able to ease patterns that create pain and suffering and isolation through a lineage, through even the divine feminine in terms of that alignment that women have, and to understand that when one does transform and free oneself up at a level, that not only frees them, but it frees everything that they're connected to. and it uplifts everyone.
Oh, yeah. We have, we need to realize how much we can have an impact on people. Sometimes just by sharing a thought, or sometimes it's just energy wise of being, you know, as we heal, we have an impact on others, and we need to really, you know, it's like the, microcosm, macrocosm, you know, what happens inside us is going to be reflected out in the world, and we're going to start seeing others heal around us. Do you see that in your work with people that you talk to?
Absolutely. All the time, I would say. And, you know, the challenge always is that when we're kind of looking at our stuff, so to speak, and we're in the muck and mire of it, it's hard to remember that. It's really hard to remember that this is holy and sacred work, and that it has value. It has value beyond the self. And when one can remember that and one can really embrace that, it puts to rest a lot of the part of the mind that says, oh, you don't matter, oh, you're just one person. And
yeah, what can I do? I'm just one person. What can I do? So we need to take a commercial break now. So I'm just going to give your website is Dr. Divana Vadri, Dr. DivannaVadree.com. And we're going to come right back and talk more with Divana.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer, and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Remember, for our dogs and cats to live long and happy lives, just like people, they are what they eat. Wellness carefully selects wholesome ingredients to create food you can trust to provide the foundation of your pet's well-being. True wellness means every ingredient has a purpose in every recipe they make. You can trust the quality of all ingredients in wellness from their source to your pet's bowl. Visit wellnesspetfood.com to find a pet specialty retailer near you. Wellness natural food for pets, where true wellness begins.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of the Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host@transformationtalkradio.com.
Do you ever get so frazzled you find it difficult to function? Many people are experiencing more stress and fear than ever. When we react from this place of fear and stress, we end up damaging relationships and creating more grief in our lives. Lynette McKenzie has a solution for you. The Energy Emergency Toolkit. 10 easy tools to go from frazzled to fantastic in 5 minutes. Visit openlivenow.com and download your free Energy Emergency Toolkit and go from frazzled to fantastic now.
1230 WBLQ.
Welcome back to Voices of Women. We're talking to Dr. Divana Vadri. And Divana, can you give your contact information? How can people reach you, and how can they find your radio show?
They can go to conscioustalk.net and go to the segment host section. I'm on Tuesday mornings from 7 to 8 on KKNW, or they can go to drdevanavadri.com, or they can call me at 425-741-2329.
Great. So I want to talk this segment about women's issues and divine feminine. You are giving a workshop for us on March 19th with a couple others, and your workshop is called Standing Proudly and Powerfully in the Divine Feminine. Now, I'm curious because I'm always asked this question. How do you define, for you, how do you define divine feminine?
For me, the divine feminine is a collective energy. It is a presence. It is part of all that is. When you think of the divine and you think of, let's say, God, and you think of Divine Mother, Divine Father, to think of it perhaps as the first separation in terms of those collective energies. But the divine feminine, when you open to that and you aligned to that, what you're calling forth is all that is. And to understand that it's not in any way, shape, or form separate from God or separate from Divine Father, it's more, I would say, if you could think of in terms of a spectrum of energies, there is that which is the divine feminine, in which anyone that has come in this lifetime and in any other lifetime in body, in a feminine body, part of what you are working with and you have chosen to be a part of is the divine feminine, and to help to uplift and to create the balance from the masculine and the feminine. The feminine is, it will feel different in the body. It will, it moves a little bit more differently. It's, very full and abundant, often soft, but a tremendous amount of power. But it moves a little bit differently than how one often will experience the more streamlined masculine energy. So hopefully that will kind of, you know, give some reference points into that understanding.
So it's interesting you talk about it not really being not separate. I think we do separate. We've got the feminine and the masculine, and we've got yin and yang, and we always talk about those. But when you put it in with the divine, it's about it being all one. It's about a sacredness, a oneness that's with the feminine and the masculine, I'm lots of words right now. I had the word last week, but you know what I mean? It's like the sacred.
Yeah, together.
It's together, and we have separated it so much that I think now, I just spoke this last week of, you know, the feminine, the women have been working to empower themselves, and we've been working on the divine feminine and women's spirituality. And I think now we kind of need to allow the masculine to come be a part of that and come into a sacred, oneness with that. And, that the two go together hand in hand, and it becomes all one without that separation. And, you know, it's hard to describe, but I think that's kind of what you were saying too.
Yes. And you're right. It is hard to describe without creating separation.
Yeah.
And to understand that so much for women, the challenge is one in getting to know that of themselves, but also to really love that of themselves, that which they are naturally a part of is wonderful, and it's powerful, and it is amazing in the world. And so often that is not what is reflected. In fact, so often the things that are innate within the feminine are often not held of value or not even recognized is that which is innate in the motion and the movement of that feminine aspect of the self. And so we as women, part of coming into power, it's not about power in the world as we might view it, but it is about coming into a lot of peace and truth within the self, and that's what generates the power in terms of really, really embracing inside one's being that which is that part of them which is innate, which is divine, and which moves in a certain way. And so often we disregard it. We think that it doesn't have power. We think that that way is somehow wrong because it's been diminished so often. And
yes, I...
Go ahead.
Oh, no, I was just wanting to agree with you. I do workshops where I talk about that. I think it's important for women to look inside and see where they have been rejecting that feminine and that what's innate in them and what their strengths are, because it's not honored out in society. We reject it in ourselves. And if we're going to change it, we have to look at ourselves and honor it inside ourselves. So, you know, and the more that we do that, I think the more it'll reflect out there in the world and we'll start to see it outside of ourselves too.
Yes. And one of the things that I think is so kind of fun and wonderful at this time on the planet is that we're in the timing where the balance is, you know, very rapidly coming up and is being evidenced, where we're seeing what does the feminine look like, how does she move upon the planet, and how does that blend in with the masculine, and also to remember that the feminine is highly inclusive. And
yes.
So naturally it's going to blend. It is the nature of it, and that I think when women really understand that, that it's naturally going to blend, that one standing in one's power is not going to alienate, it's going to naturally include more. And so there's just so much in terms of that coming up and through with women and also with men to understand that it's a good thing. It's a good thing for their partners and their friends and their siblings to stand in a powerful way. It provides more for everyone.
Yeah, I agree so much. And, you know, so women, we're doing it. I see more and more women doing it. And I'm excited you're going to be with us at WOW on March 19th. We are having a workshop on this subject of the divine feminine and woman, you know, claiming their power in the, from this, that position. So I'm so excited you're going to be with us. And thank you for being on my show today.
Yes, thank you so much. This has been great fun.
Great. Okay. So I'd like to leave everyone with this thought today, to allow the divinity of life to inspire you to be all you can be, contribute your gifts to the healing of others and our planet, and get in touch with that divine feminine within you and honor that. This is Chris Stanis, and I'm glad to have shared this hour with you on Voices of Women. You can contact me. You can go to my website, www.wisewomanpublishing.com. I'm the author of the Amazon bestseller award-winning book, Women of Wisdom, Empowering the Dreams and Spirit of Woman, where you can experience the many voices of the divine feminine. You can go to womanofwisdom.org, where you can purchase the book and benefit the organization Women of Wisdom that I founded. You can also sign up for our newsletter there. Just go to www.womenofwisdom.org. And I want to invite you to join us for our monthly events. This month we have Putting on the WOW monthly dinner, begins March 31st. And again, our community connections on March 19th. So thank you for tuning in to Voices of Women. Next week I'll be speaking with Dr. Judith Orloff and Lisa Michaels. So join me every Friday at 1 o'clock Pacific time, where I will have conversations with powerful women to inspire you. Have a great weekend.
You've been listening to Voices of Women with Chris Stanis. Tune in each Friday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time for Voices of Women Today, radio with Chris Stanis.